you ever spread bedding on the floor and make a bed?
Make a pallet. Yes.
Ask an uncle in Michigan about that. He didn't know anything about it. My wife wanted to help, and she said, "Oh, we used to do that. We used to make a pallet." He worked on the railroad, and he said, "Pallet." But we have, of course, she is from southwestern Oklahoma, and she says pallet. It sounds like pilot to him. But it did. He said, "We have pilots. They bring the train up here, and they."
You know, Lester has a cousin that's married to one of these Osage Indians. He lives in Arizona now, but he comes home real often to visit us.
I remember when I was a boy, I think it was back in about 1929, we were traveling somewhere, and one of the Osage was out driving around the country in his Lincoln. Oh, it was an enormous car. We were so envious of him. We stopped at the same place and spent the night. He told us about Oklahoma.
They always did. They could, you know, drive big, beautiful cars.
Oh, I remember
the Buick, you know, at that time was the biggest car.
Yeah.
And all of them had Buicks. And our roads. We had Main Street, and that was all. And then I tell you that every time it ran, if it rained. Well, that's the truth. And here they would be just in the, of course, we'd think those big old Buicks were just most wonderful things. And, of course, not ever having had one yet, even. And that's the truth. But see, not even our little old streets were blacktopped like they are now here in town.
Mm-hmm. Sand and mud.
And down in that Indian village, it was just terrible. Because that was the swampy place anyway, see, of the town.
Swamps and Buicks, huh?
Yes.
I had a roommate in college whose father lived in Texas. And he said when he was a kid, he was out visiting his dad, and they were out hunting rabbits. They'd ride the running board, one of them would drive, and the other would ride the running board, and the rabbit would get up and they'd shoot him with a shotgun.
Lester and I did that before we were married. Go rabbit hunting that way.
Well, this kid was a little nutty. And one got up on the right, he was riding the right running board, and came across in front of the car, and he shot just as his gun was lined up with a thermometer on the radiator. I took care of the thermometer.
Oh, goodness.
And you know, Lester wouldn't want one of his kids doing that now, I'll tell you for sure. He'd be afraid that. You know, that he'd either slide off of the car with that gun or... But boy, he did it. That was one of his favorite pastimes. Come on, girl, let's go rabbit hunting. It's just right tonight. Yeah.
Well, times change.
Yeah.
It wasn't as dangerous then.
Yeah. Well, that's true, because they couldn't go as fast, could they? And they really had a place to sit.
Yeah, that's true.
On the running board.
They didn't have roads to worry about. They just took off across the prairie.
Yes, that's right, too.
Bumps and logs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It seems that everyone finds his generation most able to cope with problems. I know I see my girls, and I'm sure they aren't going to get along. They're poor, helpless creatures.
They'll get along.
Yeah, I think they will in spite of me.
They'll get along. You'll be surprised.
How would you describe the country around here?
Oh, I think the Osage Hills are just about the prettiest part of our state.
Are there any mountains, or?
Well, not really compared to Colorado or something like that. But there are a lot of people who visit here that call them mountains. We don't call them mountains. We just call them hills.
Do you have any special term for high flat land?
High flat land. Like the... started to say the plains, but that wouldn't be high.
plains. Now, would these be grassy, flat and grassy?
They'd be flat, no trees or anything like that.